Jamaica trending at the Tourism G20 in Brazil, 1 billion opportunities here, Minister Bartlett's important speech is shared in its entirety. It is a privilege to be here today to discuss how the G20, in collaboration with the Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center, GTRCMC, can significantly contribute to the development of small island developing states, SIDS, that rely heavily on tourism. The combined GDP of the G20 nations is approximately $90 trillion, an astronomical figure that reflects their vast economic power and global influence. In contrast, the combined GDP of tourism-dependent SIDS is estimated to be around $75 billion, underscoring the economic disparity that exists between these groups of countries. This imbalance is further highlighted by the difference in tourism revenue. G20 nations collectively generate nearly $1.5 trillion annually from tourism, while SIDS, despite their reliance on tourism, bring in only about $35 billion annually. These numbers speak to the urgent need for support and collaboration between the G20 and SIDS. The economic vulnerabilities faced by SIDS are profound. Climate change, limited resources, and economic volatility due to external shocks are challenges that these nations, despite their beauty and tourism potential, must overcome. To address these challenges, we need a multifaceted strategy focused on knowledge transfer, technical advice, innovative tools and technologies, and financial support. Multifaceted strategy. Encouraging sustainable tourism practices. The G20 can play a pivotal role by encouraging SIDS to adopt environmentally responsible tourism practices. The preservation of natural ecosystems is essential for long-term sustainability. By promoting ecotourism and integrating renewable energy into tourism infrastructure, we can ensure that SIDS safeguard the very resources that attract global visitors. The G20, with its access to advanced technologies and best practices, can facilitate the transfer of knowledge and resources that SIDS need to adopt these measures. Enhancing travel facilitation. Improving travel facilitation will make tourism-dependent SIDS more accessible to the global market. Currently, these destinations face limitations in terms of air and sea connectivity, often impeding their ability to attract tourists. By simplifying visa processes and reducing travel barriers, the G20 can boost tourist arrivals. Additionally, leveraging the G20's influence on global transportation networks can significantly improve connectivity for SIDS, enhancing their potential for tourism growth. Supporting small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs. SMEs form the backbone of the tourism industry in SIDS, yet they often lack access to the financial resources and training needed to scale their businesses. The G20 can provide technical assistance and financial support to these enterprises, allowing them to compete in the global tourism market. This support can come in the form of training programs, access to digital tools, and improved financial services. In return, the strengthened SMEs will create more jobs, increase tourism revenues, and stimulate economic growth within SIDS. Preserving cultural heritage. Cultural heritage is another critical asset for SIDS. Many of these islands have rich histories and vibrant traditions that add value to their tourism offerings. The G20 can help SIDS invest in preserving and promoting their cultural heritage sites, creating new tourism products that not only attract visitors but also enrich the lives of local communities. This investment in cultural tourism ensures a more diverse and resilient tourism economy for these nations. Role of the GTRCMC. The Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center, GTRCMC, is uniquely positioned to support SIDS in achieving tourism resilience. As we have seen time and again, SIDS are particularly vulnerable to natural disasters and global crises, which can devastate their tourism industries. The GTRCMC can provide crucial support in crisis management, helping SIDS build the capacity to prepare for, manage, and recover from crises. In addition to crisis management, the GTRCMC can play a key role in advancing research and data analytics. Data-driven decision-making is crucial for developing effective tourism policies and investment strategies. The GTRCMC can offer these nations insights into global tourism trends, allowing them to stay competitive in an ever-changing market. Through capacity-building programs, the GTRCMC can empower local stakeholders with the skills they need to thrive. Training in areas such as digital tourism, crisis management, and service excellence can provide SIDS with the tools to not only compete but lead in the global tourism market. Call for action, the Global Tourism Resilience Fund. While knowledge transfer and technical support are essential, we must also recognize that financial support is a critical need for tourism-dependent SIDS. I propose the creation of a Global Tourism Resilience Fund, dedicated to supporting the development of tourism-dependent SIDS. This fund would provide financial resources to help these nations invest in sustainability, innovation, and crisis recovery, ensuring that their tourism sectors can weather future challenges. Additionally, I call for the establishment of a special committee within the G20, tasked with supporting tourism development and SIDS. This committee would work closely with the GTRCMC to monitor progress, ensure accountability, and provide the technical advice needed to implement innovative solutions and practices. It would also help facilitate the necessary partnerships between the public and private sectors, as well as international organizations, to advance the goals of resilience and sustainability. Conclusion. The economic disparity between the G20 and SIDS is stark, but with collaboration, innovation, and targeted support, we can bridge this gap. By working together, the G20 and GTRCMC can play a vital role in ensuring that tourism-dependent SIDS are not left behind but are given the tools, resources, and opportunities they need to achieve sustainable and resilient growth. iTurboNews.com.